Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Welcome to Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm a pastor. I'm executive director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado. But the reason I'm here today, I'm a father of five. And I care about the world in which I'm raising my children, which happens to be a world where 36.4% of children are born without fathers, and that's in the United States of America. Well, my brother is adopting from South Korea, and this is a big time for this family. We are so excited this little guy's coming in just a couple of months. And Dave, you know, there's been a lot of adoptions from South Korea. It's been a blessing to many, many families who have opened up their arms to little orphans from orphanages in South Korea. It could be China, it could be other places, but that is a blessing. Now, I have done some research because of all of these adoptions coming from South Korea, because I wanted to know what was going on in South Korea. And I do the research, and I find out that South Korea is in trouble. I don't know if you knew this, Dave, but apparently South Korea has had a huge illegitimacy rate just over the last couple of decades. In fact, just last year, 54 divorces out of every 100 marriages. The divorce rate is going through the ceiling. And not only that, but here is one of the most amazing statistics. Folks, you may not have heard the statistic. South Korea has the lowest birth rate in the world. They have a birth rate of 1.15 births, and that's down from 6.0. It's probably the steepest plummet of the birth rate in the history of the world. It happened in South Korea, and it happened because of their worldview. Now, why do I say that? Ideas have consequences. Their lives are based on ideas. They get them through the worldview. They get them by way of the worldview that they receive through education, through the media, and through the environment, atmosphere of ideas that surround them. South Korea is on its way to total destruction. Japan's birth rate is almost as low as Korea's. And Japan is facing the prospect of its number, its population, be cut in half in the next 50 years. Ladies and gentlemen, these are ideas. Ideas are what break apart families. Ideas is what corrupts. Ideas are what corrupts how we live and where we go in the future. We're going to talk today about what is happening in South Korea. Why did we export the West to the East? Why did we have to take our ideas to the East? And what were those ideas? Were they Christianity? Did missionaries take these ideas to South Korea and then corrupt them with our American ideals? Or did humanists take these ideas? Or was it a synthesis of the two? The ideas that are destroying our world. That next on Generations. This means something to me because I'm a father of five. I'll be back in a moment. Folks, this is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations. Today we're talking about what is happening in South Korea. Now, what's happening in South Korea is being repeated in Europe, and it is being repeated in America. But the destruction of our civilization is happening slower. Our birth rate fell from 4.0 to 2.0 in the 1900s. Now it's hovering around 2.0. The birth rate in South Korea fell from 6.0 to the lowest in the entire world, 1.15. Their illegitimacy rate has soared, and I am bummed out. I'm bummed because I don't like 36% of children born without fathers in America. It's higher in South Korea. I don't like the fact that 54 out of every 100 marriages fail in South Korea. I don't like the fact that South Korea's families, South Korea's culture, their very civilization is being eroded right now, even as we speak. I don't like that fact. I don't like the fact that we exported the West to the East. Now, it may not have come by Christian missionaries, but it did come by way of Americans. I'm bummed out.
You look bummed.
I am bummed. Because whatever we took to South Korea has corrupted them. they were doing better under Confucianism and Buddhism than they're doing under whatever we've got, a humanism or a synthesis of Christianity and humanism in South Korea. They are being destroyed, systematically ripped apart as a nation. And it's because they have the wrong worldview. Now, they're falling apart slower than we are. You know why? Because America has something of a Christian heritage. We actually had Christianity in the 17th and 18th centuries in this country. We lost it in the 19th and 20th centuries. So we've got a longer heritage in this country. Yes, our faith is dying and our culture will be dead. Our civilization will be passing away if we don't do something about it. But we have this destruction happening much slower than those folks out in South Korea because we have this rich heritage. The other thing we have that they don't have is the Generations radio program. Now, I'm not saying it's just Generations that's doing it. Praise God, there are other ministries out there that believe in a biblical worldview. They believe in teaching the fear of God in schools. They believe that God is the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom.
But thanks to the Internet, South Korea can turn it around. They can now get Generations in South Korea.
Yes, and we have some, 20 downloads every day? So it's a start. It's a small start, but it's a start.
I think when you look at South Korea, we have to look at the history of how the nation got to where it is. As you recall, there was a war in Korea. We called it the Korean War. And the war was basically between two world views. It was between, which is now North Korea, the communist, total man's control, and the UN, total man's control in humanism.
So who won?
So we had the humanists and the communists. Now, they sit side by side in Korea, yeah. Of course, divided by the DMZ. And we see in North Korea, they don't have power plants and light and freedom and so forth. And in South Korea, they don't have children and they have corruption and everything. So we see really side by side the results of two worldviews, neither one of which, though, are very Christian.
That's right, because Christianity is a non-player in this. Ultimately, what are they saying? They're saying man is God. I'm going to live for self. It's existentialism. I live for self. It's myopic. It has no interest in what happens in the future, and that results in the implosion of the birth rate. It just happens that way. People do not love children out in South Korea. The reason they don't love children is because they don't love God. And the reason they don't love God is because they love themselves. Man is turned into a god, whether it be the god of self or the god of the state. It's happening in South Korea. It's happening in America. It's happening in Europe. It's happening everywhere.
Everywhere the UN casts its shadow, the birth rate drops.
Absolutely. Well, let me read something to you. This comes from the Japanese Journal of Population. They know a lot about population. They've got an implosion themselves. And this explains, this 50, 60-page article explains what is going on in the incredible implosion of the birth rate in South Korea. Let me read this to you. Young women wish to have their own roles in life other than that of spouse or mother. But the paid labor market is less flexible and more demanding, offering just a few contingent part-time jobs in the private sector. This is written by a Japanese. Going to be some grammar mistakes here. But first of all, what they're saying is that young women wish to have their own roles in life. They don't see themselves anymore as a spouse or as a mother. They see themselves ultimately as a factor in the market. They see themselves as having an independent career, and their career is what defines them. Now, is that a biblical worldview? I don't think so. We've talked about this again and again. When you begin to lose sight of your role in life as spouse and mother, spouse and father, you will corrupt the family. You will lose the solidarity and the unity of the family unit.
We used to have a word for when somebody thought of themselves separate from all other relationships, and that word was selfish.
Selfish, yes. Now we have Self Magazine, by the way, another sign that we live in an existentialist age. You get Self Magazine, you'll be your own selfish pig all day long if you want. It's just down at Safeway if you want to pick up a copy. Anyway, let me continue here with the Japanese Journal of Population. These younger women no longer comply with the family arrangements their mothers or grandmothers took for granted. Now, these were Confucianists and Buddhists, And now they go from Confucianist to confused is what happens in the worldview of the young women of South Korea today. Well, anyway, they abandon their mothers and their grandmothers' roles in life. They've invested a lot in education and have their own personal expectations and ambitions other than bearing and raising children, having experienced equality during childhood, adolescence, early childhood, and adulthood. They are looking for financial autonomy, and they cannot tolerate any subordination to male authority. Okay, stop right there. Is this a biblical worldview? Nah, of course it isn't. This is a sociology. This is a view of social relationships between people that is not based in a biblical worldview. This is a different worldview. And yet, Dave, this is the worldview that most Christians have already bought into. This is why I'm saying I think missionaries, Christian missionaries, probably took this worldview to South Korea. They exported the worldview that says the basic unit in society is not the family, it's the individual, the basic economic unit. This is the worldview taught in just about every Christian church in America, let alone South Korea or anywhere else. They don't see that our roles in life are unified roles in a family unit that produces a family economic structure that is unified. See, the family is segregated in modern economic structure. And, of course, it says education has got to respect some kind of equality. But time and again, we've pointed out that God doesn't want the same education program for boys and girls. It destroys boys, it destroys girls, and we get a culture where 36.4% of children are born without fathers. It erodes the unified family unit. When you treat men and women the same, and you give the same educational program to boys and girls, you're going to wind up, well, with way more girls. I have an article here that says boys aren't. In college, and where there's a gender gap at college campuses, boys aren't going to be at college because you have tried to establish an egalitarian, equalitarian system of education for boys and girls. And you and I both know that boys and girls are created differently. They think differently. They have different biology. That's obvious, I think. And therefore ought to have a different education program. Equalitarianism, equality in education ought not to exist.
Well, you say that American missionaries brought that over, and I think you have a valid point there, that in America there's a radical individualism. In the 60s and late 50s, we were celebrating a tearing away from the previous generation. We were going to become our own generation in the 60s. We had our own music. We had our own art. We were going to become our own people. Those people, of course, have taken over the American institutions now. So when they go to Korea and they say, look, you do not need to have your parents' religion. You can take on Christianity. Throw off all those things of your parents. They forgot to say, well, you can get rid of your parents' religion, but keep God's rules towards family, towards gender differences, about how to live. So what they got was a form of Christianity, but not the power thereof.
Dave, I want to add one more thing. According to this sociologist written this article in the Japanese Journal for Population, explaining why they're destroying population out in South Korea and Japan, he says these women cannot tolerate any subordination to male authority because they desire that financial autonomy. You know, they want to have that independent career track. And how many mothers out there are teaching their daughters that they had better get an independent career track because they cannot trust, they cannot submit to, they cannot obey a husband? And this goes all the way back to Laura Ingalls Wilder. In The Little House on the Prairie days, you remember that this is 100 years ago when Laura Ingalls Wilder refused to use the word obey or submit in her wedding vows. Now, this stands out in my mind because we read these when we were children, and she was that rebellious woman at the beginning. And that's why, of course, these books became popular, as women saw that they ought to be rebelling. They ought not to submit and obey their husbands. And this is what the Bible says, though. This goes diametrically opposed to the biblical perspective concerning men and women. Now, this program isn't about the issues of submission and the issues of men loving their wives as Christ loved the church, but this is God's model. And when you break that model and you say, women, you don't need your husbands. You don't need to be tied to a husband. You don't need to be unified in an economic system with your husband. You're going to destroy that family. and the destruction is going to be total.
But lest we put this just at the feet of the women, it has been men for decades, perhaps centuries, that have been rebelling against their trust in God's providence, too. They want to be financially autonomous. We don't want to have to depend on God for our daily bread. Why is it we won't stand up for Christ in the workplace?
You know, Dave, to this point, we've been talking about statistics. We've been talking about ideas. But, you know, this isn't just statistics. This isn't just the fact that 36.4% of children are born without fathers. These are real people. You can't quantify the pain that goes on in the lives of every one of those little kids that lost their father at birth or lost their father at 5 years old because of divorce or lost their father from this or that or the other thing. What kind of cruel worldview creates a sociology like this? This is just pure evil. And I think it's time for Christians to not just get out there and form hospitals for the families that are being destroyed. But isn't it time that we go and address the nuclear bombs that are being dropped on our families? It's time that we address the worldview that is destroying these families. And it's a worldview that rejects God's law. It's a worldview that rejects the existence of God. It's a worldview in our public schools that have the nerve to teach children day in and day out that God is not to be feared. That's the worldview that produces a world where 36.4% of children are born without fathers. And I'm afraid there are a lot of Christians out there that refuse to teach children that all wisdom and knowledge begins with the fear of Almighty God. And yet, they want to go out there and form hospitals to put bandages on families that have been ripped apart by that worldview.
Kevin, the Bible has a prescription for this worldview. It has a solution. It involves the Church of Christ. There are two references to leaven in the Bible. One is the leaven of sin that comes in and corrupts the church. That leaven needs to be removed. But Christ also speaks of leaven as the church, a yeast, that the church affects society. The church converts society. The church is the one that should be the influencer and not the influenced. We will start winning countries like South Korea and states like Colorado when the church is loyal to the worldview of the Bible instead of synthesizing with the culture. When it's our leaven that's affecting the world and not the world's leaven that's destroying the church.
And when we are trying to fix all of these problems and yet contributing, Dave, to the worldview that creates the problem, I think we're a little schizophrenic in whatever we're doing. We were in a casino a couple of weeks ago. We were on vacation, and the casinos, you know, they have these rooms for $39, so we're on vacation. We stop at the casino, stay there. But while I was there, I was checking out the hotel room, and here, this casino is a place where everybody is in there binging on alcohol and gambling and illicit sex. It's happening all the way through that cesspool. And right there at the checkout counter is a brochure, a stack of brochures, that offer therapy for gamblers. We have these little churches that produce the brochures that give you a little therapy, a little divorce recovery workshop to just put a Band-Aid on the problem and try to correct the cultural decline. But it just ain't happening, because we're also helping to make the nuclear bombs that are destroying our families and our culture. Ladies and gentlemen, today the subject is, what are we doing to destroy South Korea and our own country, and yet at the same time putting a little Band-Aid on it to try to put it all back together? We'll be back in just a moment. This is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. Folks, the number of children born without fathers has increased from 5% to 36.4% in just a few decades in our country. This destruction of the family is just a heartbreak for those of us who are trying to pick up the pieces. And yet in a nation where 45% of our population still attends church on a regular basis, with all of the church attendance, with all of the churches, all of the pro-family ministries, with all of these efforts over the last several decades, we still see a severe decline in the solidity of the family in this country. I'm going to suggest the reason is we have undermined a biblical worldview. I want to suggest that families, pastors, Christian leaders need to stand up right now for a biblical worldview. And by that I mean a biblical way of looking at truth, reality, and ethics. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. It needs to be taught to be the fear of God in every classroom for every child in America. If we were going to teach that God is the first fact, God's existence is more basic than our own existence, and God is all-powerful and must be feared in our science, in our history, then we would have far, far less children born without fathers, and far less hospitals treating the victims of this worldview war. Ladies and gentlemen, are we serious about the problems around us? Are we just handing out brochures in a casino? Let me encourage you to get my book, The Second Mayflower. This book touches on what's happened in the history of this nation, what's happening now, and yet what God could have for us in the future, because I believe that God is doing something. There is something happening right now as God's people are starting to see that we have got to submit to Jesus Christ in all things. He has got to be king, not just a little buddy, but a king over all things, the way we think and the way we live. You can get my book, The Second Mayflower, by going online. It's on checkbooks.com on the web, checkbooks.com, or call 877-842-CHECK. That's 877-842-CHECK for $6.95. You can get my book, The Second Mayflower. You can interact with this program by emailing me, kevin@check.org. That's kevin@check.org, and you hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.